The objective here is to discuss and highlight selected Haggadah chants of those Jews of Ashkenazic descent. These chants have been handed down from generation to generation by various traditions. Much of the music has been documented and preserved from oral and written origins in various Nusach anthologies dating as far back as the late 1700s. At the beginning of the Seder, the Holachma Anyo passage stands out, since it is written in Aramaic and not in Hebrew, as are all other passages. More than likely, it was composed in Babylonia after the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem. The Aramaic vernacular of the time is used so that the common folk and needy might understand the invitation extended to them. The traditional Nusach, chant, of Holachma Anyo is based on the melody for the cantillation of the Torah on Yamim Noraim.
Holachma Anyo Diacholu Amosono Biyarodi Mitzroim Kod Ichfin Yeseve Yechol Kod Itzrich Yeseve Yifsach Hoshato Hoho Dishono Habo Biyarodi Yisrael Hoshato Avdei Lishono habo b'nei chorin.
Compare this to the chant for the reading of the Torah on the first day of Rosh Hashanah.
Vashem pokad es soro ka'asher omor Vayas Hashem l'soro ka'asher diber.
The third sentence, Hoshato hocho, l'shono habo'o b'yarod Yisrael, this year here, next year in Eretz Yisrael, is reiterated at the conclusion of the Seder when we all exclaim and sing out l'shono habo'o b'Yerushalayim, next year in Jerusalem. Only at one other occasion is this phrase pronounced, and that is at the conclusion of the Ne'ilah service on Yom Kippur. Geula, redemption, is the theme on these two occasions. On Pesach, redemption from Egypt is celebrated. It is attained by inviting the poor, as we learn in the Talmud, Gemara Baba Basra, Gedolag Tzedakah Shemekoreves Es HaGeula. Great is charity in that it brings the redemption closer. Yom Kippur signifies another occasion of Geula, and that is redemption from our sins. As the Rambam points out in his Hilchos Teshuva, that Kalal Yisrael is to be redeemed only through Teshuva, through repentance. And because both occasions, Pesach and Yom Kippur, have the same goal, it is conceivable that the Yamim Noraim cantillation has been adapted to the Ho'olachma Anya passage. The popular Seder tune Adir Hu is of German origin and became known by German Jews as Baugesang, that is, the song of the rebuilding of the temple. The Adir Hu melody appeared in musical notation for the first time in a Haggadah in Königsberg in the year 1644. The melody, which has had several variations, finally crystallized into its present tuneful shape, and by the 18th century it became a representative theme that was used in various parts of the synagogue service on Pesach. In his comprehensive music anthology of Nusach, entitled Baal Tefillah, published in Germany in 1877, Abraham Baer shows the adaptation of the Adir Hu melody to the prayers of Milcha Mocha, to the Marav of Pesach, Hodu Hashem and Ono Hashem, to the Hallel of Pesach, and in the Duchenin ritual of Pesach.
Hodu Hashem ki tov. Ki le'olam chasdav yomar no Yisrael. Ki le'olam chasdav yomru no ve'saharon. Ki le'olam chasdav yomru no Yirei Hashem, ki le'olam chasdo.
This is Cantor Bernard Beer, director of the Philip and Sarah Bell School of Jewish Music at Yeshiva University. I welcome your questions and your comments. You can reach me by email at bells@yu.edu. Thank you.